Welcome to Spirited Word. By God's Word proclaimed, the Holy Spirit works faith in God's grace in Jesus, when and where He pleases. Sermons by Pastor Adrian Kitson, Lutheran Church of Australia.
The psalm for today is Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
So speak to us, Lord, now by the power of your Holy Spirit, who's always active and present when your word is proclaimed, as you call us and gather us and enlighten our heart and our head. Do that for each person here, in whatever way, through these words, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I'm famous for having a song for every occasion because I'm, as you know, I'm a musician and songwriter and all that sort of gear. So in our family, I don't know, it just happens, doesn't it? When stuff happens, there's always a song. There's just a song that comes. Now, you've probably got some yourself, you know, when you're, whatever you're doing. And so, you know, paying the mortgage, hi-ho, I-O, it's off to work we go. That's a good song, I reckon. What about when you're driving in your car with your mates, windows down, open road? It's on the adverts at the moment. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, too high. Living on a prayer. So that's good. Or my favourite, Tom Cruise in the movie, what was the movie? Free Falling. You know, free falling. As he goes down to whatever he's doing, I forget the movie, but I like the scene. What about if you're piloting a glider or a small plane, learning to fly? Tom Petty, learning to fly, but ain't got wings and all that. Or Pink Floyd, the other version. Look, there's a song for every occasion, no doubt about it, good or bad. Now, I do wonder whether, as a good Jewish man who went to synagogue all his life and to the festivals on occasion every year, Jesus would have known the Psalms backwards, literally, and this Psalm 121. And I want to ask him, when I see him face to face eventually, you know, when you're out there for a month in the desert without any food and water, facing off against the great deceiver, I want to know whether you sung this song, Jesus, Psalm 121, because I know I would have. So that's one of my questions. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, but then it starts with a question. Where does my help come from? Did Jesus sing that song out there in the bush? I don't know. One day I'll find out. The question's a good one, don't you think? Where does my help come from? So we ponder our situation in life, our pain, our suffering, our questions, our bad news, our bad diagnosis, our lost job, our lost person, our lost relationship, our lost reputation, our lost direction, our lost money, or our new job and our new challenge and the next mountain to climb before us. I lift my eyes to the skies, the hills, the wind in the trees, the waves on the shore, the setting sun, the early dawn light across the beautiful Barossa vines. Where are you, God? Where are you? Where is my hope to get through this, God? Where's my confidence to succeed, God? Where am I going? And are you there already? Am I going to fail? Am I going to fall? Is the great deceiver, the accuser, actually going to shame me in the end? Will you never let me be put to shame? as so many of the ancient songwriters prayed. I've got to say, friends, this psalm, Psalm 121, has been a friend on my little speck of a journey on planet Earth. It's a song for the test. It's a song in the face of deception. It's named a song of ascents, going up, like on an elevator at Myers in the Rundle Mall. It's what people around Jesus probably would have known pretty well, I'd imagine. It's a psalm they probably would have sung, prayed, said, shared as they journeyed up to the city, and they probably would have heard it sung as they actually hiked up to the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem, possibly sung by the Levitical choir on occasion. Well, I don't know how many times I've prayed this psalm. That would be impossible to know. I've prayed it. I've spoken it with other people. I've declared it. And I've hung on for life to it. In hospital rooms with sick and dying people and their loving family watching and waiting, this one comes out. In lonely prison cells, this one comes out. On back patios with friends in pain. In schoolrooms with students and with staff struggling. On park benches with some stranger. On a bar stool with a lost man at the pub. And in church buildings with the sinners and the saints. It comes out. This song to me is an immeasurable comfort. Amazing, especially when the journey is rough and the destination is distant or actually very uncertain. When the ascent is just too steep. This psalm comes to life for me because it offers God's immediate comfort in the moment when the journey is hard, dangerous, doubtful, troubling, unsteady. If you've ever done a hard hike, you know the dangers you have to navigate when you do an overnight or a 2 or 3 day hike. It's difficult. Direction, snakes, coming to grief on rocky, narrow paths, ending up down the bottom of the gorge, crossing deep rivers, dealing with heat, dealing with cold, dealing with the dark, managing crucial water and food supply. The territory around the city of Jerusalem is treeless, up and down, craggy, difficult, desert terrain. Big sweeping hills and deep, dark ravines, or what they call them, wadis. I walked part of it once from Jerusalem to Jericho. They're unstable, sharp, shaley kind of rock. Heat, yep. Snakes, yep. Wolves. And I think in Jesus' day, it seems there's could have even been a bear or two out there. And then, of course, there's the human enemies, thievery. So great places to ambush you all the way, 60 or 70 Ks down to Jericho. Remember the parable of the Good Samaritan? It's told on this road, or it's set on that kind of desert place. But there's another danger. It's a spiritual danger. Well, on many of the high places and the high points across the top of the hills, there would have been statues and other things made of stone and wood representing many and various gods, claiming to be the gods who actually shaped the universe and who actually shape your journey and control it. And of course, as you know, gods have to be paid off for them to work their magic on you. So if you leave some figs here and a few grapes over there, a couple of dates out of the backpack there, a few chosen idols along the way, it may go better for you on your journey. And you have to sacrifice your precious resources on these idols in the hope that this will bring you safely to your destination and give you security and peace about the whole show. That's why the song starts with a question. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? From there? From those? Good question. That's a Lent question. How is my journey of faith going? and where am I looking and who am I seeking? For all those lovely things, security, peace, calmness, safety. All those things I think I need, especially if at the moment your outlook is a bit dark. We have our dangers and we have our threats and we have our problems. I have physical health, food and water supply, money supply, pain from enemies, guilt for wrong, shame from regrets, doubts from fears, temptations to trust ourselves only and fix everything as if we could. We have our gods, no less, the hills to which we turn more than the cross on the hill. And you can tell when you're dealing with your idols, when you're dealing with gods, if you hear these two words coming from you or from someone else. This is how you tell you're dealing with gods. If only. If only I could have assurance that my life is actually going to count to someone important. If only I could look like that. If only I could earn that kind of money and one day have that kind of lifestyle. If only I could be like him. If only I could be like her. If only I could find a trustworthy partner for this life. As if you haven't got one. If only I could find someone to love and someone to love me. As if you haven't got one. If only I could make that problem go away really quickly. If only I could rid myself or someone I love of that debilitating illness. If only I could live the way that they all want me to live. Perfect. Holy, never making a mistake. So, friends, I think we all dice with doubt and danger, and I think we face it by leaving a few figs there, a few grapes over there, a few dollars at that cause, just a bit more work for a bit more recognition, a little more aggression to win the argument, a bit more of that to kill the pain. And the gods of the world, of course, they demand sacrifice, but not in equal amounts, in ever-increasing amounts. You've got to keep paying them off more and more. So as we look to the hills instead of looking to the God who made the hills, the relationship of trust is broken again, and without hardly even knowing it at first, we put ourselves on a headlong journey to the bottom of the gorge, where it's dark and empty, dangerous and alone. And why do we do this? Well, many reasons, I'm sure. But one reason I know for sure, the gods of stone and wood and fame and fortune and self-focus and human glory can't deliver what we want them to. They can't deliver what they promise because they are fake. They're fake. They can't speak and they can't hear and they can't breathe. They're fake. They're imposters. They come from the great deceiver himself. They are a lie. And looking to them for life, we just die a bit more. Well, thanks be to God, because this songwriter switches straight away to something good. He says, straight away, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the creator of me and everything I know and feel and think and understand and can be. Everything in a flash. Our what if longings are shifted to what is, or more importantly, who is. From what if to who is. Beautiful. Unlike the gods on the hills, the Lord God is a real person with a real history of love for us, not up there in the unattainable heights, in the dark, in the gorge, at the bottom, in the muck. The Lord sees and he hears and he acts and he speaks. He is breath. He is spirit. He is true. He's the man of sorrows who enters dark death and chops it off at the knees and the ugly shadow that casts its spell over us. He's the sun, S-O-N, that keeps us day and night. Now, apparently it was quite common in the neighbouring pagan countries around Israel that the gods actually slept. They slept at night time, and they sort of had a long sleep, a hibernation during the winter. But they kind of woke up during the day a bit, and they definitely woke up at vintage and harvest, the good time of the year. But the songwriter proclaims that God, he's not like that. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't even lie on the couch with the remote clicking aimlessly like I do. He doesn't even slumber. He doesn't ever sleep or slumber for you as a person than us as a community. He's way better and way beyond the gods. Therefore, friends, God is able to keep a constant watch, a vigil over his travelling people. In fact, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, he says he walks with us on the road, on the rocks, in the blood, all the way to death and back. Friend, that is who this Jesus is for you this morning. He is your keeper, your keeper. The psalmist probably could never have imagined the stumbling feet of Jesus of Nazareth covered in dust and blood, ascending to the cross on the hill at Golgotha that day when he first penned and sung this song. But we can. Under the scorching sun he falls at least three times. In the darkness that shrouded the world that day, he plunges headlong into human death with his back on the wood. And he does it. We hear God speak and God do and God act. And we see our great high priest, who is familiar with all our ways, doing all of this for us, all the way to the bottom of the gorge and back up. So we see him bleed, and we hear him teach, and we sing with him, and he prays with us, and we see him rise, and we see him ascend from another hill, and he rules, and he reigns, not with power and guns and bombs and politics, with grace, forgiveness, acceptance, joy. And by the way, he says he prays for us. He prays for us. We pray to him for each other too. He's our keeper. He's our protector. He's a friend of friends, a real saviour, not just some guru that we're meant to emulate. We couldn't anyway. He prays. The Lord Jesus watches over you, friend, today. The Lord Jesus is your shade at your right hand. Yes. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord Jesus will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. So, friend, with a shade and a shelter and a saviour like Jesus, all the what-ifs of life become, who cares? I just want to sing. He is true and he is full, and he is life for every day, in a school and in a church and in a community. Your life counts because he counts. He is hope for a better marriage. He's hope for a more meaningful and satisfying job. He's hope for better watching and leading of your kids. He's hope for a local church under the pump. We're never not under the pump. If we're not under the pump, we're not trying. He's hope for our friends and the strangers that he puts on our journey in the rocky crags of life. So we live in the light and the shade of this Jesus, friends, him crucified, him raised by the power of God, the power of God for the saving of the world. So take your eyes off those jolly gods. Take your eyes off the hills. Look down, look in, look around. See the living, breathing Son of God living and breathing with you. see his love at great cost to himself and scot-free for you on that cross on the hill. What a song for the journey of faith. Please sing it. The Lord will watch over you, your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. Amen. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Pastor Adrian serves at St. Petrie Lutheran Church, Nuriupa, Barossa Valley, South Australia. stpetrie.org.au